weather was absolutely beautiful on a sunny Wednesday afternoon. What made it even better was that cool breeze that we all yearn for during those sunny days when there's no clouds in sight. When I usually go to the fresh local produce or markets, I find these moments to be quite relaxing and another way for me to slow down during my week. I love, love the aroma of pineapples, strawberries, and especially mangoes. I love mangoes. I can remember it's been almost maybe 15 years when I had a mango back in Nigeria. And that experience still carries on till today, that fresh, juicy mango. You can still find some mangoes here, but it just takes knowing a good local produce or market that sells really fragrant and fresh mangoes. It's also really lovely to find new ingredients, support local businesses and farmers, and to just have really beautiful small chats with people. This is coming from an introvert. Sometimes, if there are flowers that are in season or unique, I do occasionally buy some and do a simple ikebana for the home. I think this is another way of bringing nature into the house and just producing that calming ambience in the home. Having this mindset, it actually allows me to shift my perspective of understanding these small pockets of gems, the moments that we have in our days, which we might seem to be mundane, and that we cultivate them into a gratitude and a sense of calm in the day. I didn't always think like this, especially last year, where the thought of purchasing produce and food, to be honest, it was quite a hassle and stressful. It was something that I wanted to get done as soon as possible, which was something I didn't really like, that mindset and that energy that I was in. This actually led me to ask myself the question is, what is one thing that I can do in my control to make things a little bit more interesting, fun, enjoyable, or even exciting? It's amazing how gratitude has the power to turn around an average day into one that is beautiful. Seeing the same situation just with a different perspective. All right, so let's talk ingredients. Mangoes and salsa instantly remind me of summertime. Even though this recipe has quite a few ingredients, the freshness and the fragrance that come from the fruits and the veggies, they will actually make a huge difference from making this an okay to a fantastic salsa. Sometimes when I'm in a rush or tired, I may once in a blue moon get my produce from the supermarket. However, it's just, it doesn't really have that same taste or flavor or the aroma, and it reminds me of why I love sticking back to the usual places where I get my produce. Like the mangoes, I highly suggest using freshly squeezed lime over the ready-made lime juice. I usually use the zest of the lime to increase the smell and the aroma that comes from the lime, which pairs quite nicely with the freshly cracked black pepper. Mixing all of these ingredients, you're going to end up with a beautiful, colorful dish on a plate that looks really calming to observe and that is packed with flavor and the smell that comes from the lime. I'm pretty sure by now that you'll notice that it is not only flavor that is an essential factor, but also the smell and the texture and the way how food is presented.
Thank you.